Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're not playing at a high level. Do you know what I'm saying? Like something they have to perform better. They have to put the
eye. Bro, how you don't get up for Sunday Night Football if you can't get up for nothing else? Ain't nothing else on but you at home in front of your family, your kids.
I would not.
Make that name on your back mean something. Make them three stars on your chest mean
Debo, it wasn't me not performing. It wasn't me not performing. I'm just trying to let you know. That's why I'm like you said, I could be like your counselor, bro, because it's okay. It's all gonna be okay. Everything's still gonna be okay.
Joe, you came from a line of losers. Y'all gonna always be losers.
Damn, now you being disrespectful. I'm trying to just be here for you.
Wow. James Harrison losing his mind on his podcast. Trey Essex, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He joins us now, and I would urge everyone to listen to Trey Essex's podcast with Charlie Batch. It is the Snap Count Show. It's one of my favorite listens during Steelers season and even outside of Steelers season. And he joins us right now, does Trey, on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So if James Harrison had any hair, Trey, he'd have been pulling it out during Sunday night's game. What was your reaction to, well, that performance?
It was, yeah, I feel you, James. I feel you, Debo. That was horrendous, man. And it was at all levels. It was bad and it was frustrating. And it was one of those things where you looked at and you don't know what the solutions are. And that's what made it that much more frustrating, because it's looked like what it's looked like so far. You would think after this mini bye that they would have fixed some things, and they did not. Nothing looked fixed. Nothing looked better. And yeah, that's where we are now.
And Cam Hayward was talking after the game about the lack of fight in the Steelers defense. And I saw a team, Trey, that fell apart at the seams when there was adversity coming their way. They had what should have been an offsides penalty. Aaron Rodgers was losing his mind, as he should have. I don't know how you missed that. But then the subsequent drive defensively is when they gave up the 59-yard pass play catch and run to Kraft. I saw a team that looked, and I'm not in there, but I saw a team that looked like it was almost waiting for the other shoe to drop, and then they allowed the other shoe to drop.
I agree. I didn't like the disposition we came out of at halftime. We were up 16-7. This is a perfect opportunity for us to ground and pound, to really impose our will on that defense and try to get some momentum, extend drives. And I thought that first drive, and at the end of that first drive, when you said we didn't get that offsides, and that was the turning point. And of course, I think Deshaun Elliott going down shortly thereafter played a big part in that defense just looking super, super vanilla and predictable. And there's a lot of issues, man. And I don't know if they can get fixed in time, with especially with the hottest team in the NFL coming into town.
Trey Essex joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And you can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Hey, the defense stinks so bad, Trey, but nothing a little Marquez Valdez-Scantling can't fix, right?
Yeah, I don't know what, like, nothing against MVS. He's had some good years with Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know if this is a practice squad signing or, like, maybe it's being overreported and it's not as big of a splash as what we're making it out to be. But the one bright spot that I think did come out that game was how Roman Wilson looked. He looks like a guy that wants to be out there. The way he attacks the ball and his general disposition after he catches it, he wants to get into the action. He wants to get after it. And so I like the way he looked, and I hope he gets more shine.
Trey Essex joining us here, Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. You should check out that podcast. Trey, you mentioned Deshaun Elliott's injury, which is obviously, you hate to see it for him because he's a really good football player, and I thought he deserved the contract extension he got this offseason. You also lose Isaac Seumalo with a pec injury, and Daniel Equale, he's going to be out for the season, according to reports as well. Which of those injuries do you think will have the biggest ripple effect on this team?
Deshaun Elliott, by far. You can see he's the communicator. He's the glue guy for this defense. Also, in his own right, one of our better run supporters in the secondary. And so it's a huge loss for him because I know how much this season meant to him, being able to come back from injury. He's been injured quite a few times in his career, and this is another one. Unfortunately, he has to add to that list, so I feel bad for the man, but for the team, it definitely hurts because that mental load, I think, being put on Patrick Queen and effectively takes away his aggressiveness. Because when he's tasked with having to put everybody else in the game, you don't see Patrick Queen get after it. He has been largely absent the last few games, and this past Sunday was no exception. We need somebody else to be able to carry that green, that captain, or that communicating role for the defense, because I think it frees up Patrick Queen, and we need him to be more aggressive order for this defense to turn around.
Sorry there, Trey. One of our favorite segments of the week, Trey Essex joins us at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays. Chuck Clark played 55 snaps on Sunday night. Juan Thornhill, 26. Jabril Peppers, just 13. Jalen Ramsey could throw his hat into the fray to play more safety. What would you do with that group without Elliott, do you think?
You got to go with somebody who can handle the mental load, and it wouldn't take away from their assertiveness. I think Jalen might be a guy who you got to take a serious look at. Jabril Peppers is relatively new to this defense, and from what I'm hearing, it's not that easy of a defense to pick up, and that's why Elliott has been the guy to he picked it up relatively quick, especially with Minka being out the fold now. We need somebody who can take on that mental task. And by all accounts, Jalen Ramsey is that type of player. Now, you bring in a Chuck Clark, you bring in a Peppers to help with that, but these guys are new to this system just this year. And so is Jalen. So you got to really pick who you think can handle it. And I think maybe Ramsey has the best resume of all the four.
You mentioned that it's a complicated defense to pick up. A lot of Steelers fans on our text line, on Twitter, on the phone lines have said, the defense stinks. Forget about another wide receiver. Add to this defense. Yeah, but it's not that easy to pick up, to your point. So if you went out and you got another safety or you got another corner, would they be able to get on the quote-unquote moving train?
Right. Yeah, we already got too many new pieces as is. Yeah, this defense has quite a few free agents that we picked up and traded for. And so adding another person to the mix is not the answer. And honestly, we've already invested so much on that side of the ball. You got to try to figure it out with the pieces that you have. This whole season has been turned on its head because you go into it with a young offensive line, all these new pieces on offense, and you bring in these vets on defense, hoping that they can ride the coattails of the defense until they get into the latter parts of the season, get the offense some more time to mature. And it's been the complete opposite of that. The offense has been the one that had to keep the ship floating, and it's the reason why we're 4-3 right now, despite the defensive play. And so bringing another new body to the mix, I don't think is a solve, but honestly, I don't know what is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, over the last 14 games, the Steelers' defense is giving up over 25 points per game. They've given up 30 points in 4 of the 7 games they've played this season. It just seems like this is what they are at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that the offense is the reason why they're 4-3 in first place in the North right now. I'm worried about the Seumalo injury, not because I don't think Spencer Anderson could step in and play well at the left guard position, but because he'd been so successful, as Aaron Rodgers right. said, as a pass catcher, but also in that six offensive line package that they have. I think Seumalo is going to be a big loss because I do think there's a domino effect there.
No, I agree. And how about that, man? The big man catch. And Spencer looked good with it, too. Didn't try to juke anybody. He put his head down, got about 3 or 4 more yards. He looked good.
He looked like he might catch it. A touchdown this year, Trey. I'd love – you would love to see that, wouldn't you?
I would love that. And especially for a guy like Spencer Anderson, who I thought had a fantastic training camp, played all of left guard because Isaac was hurt, and then definitely earned a spot on the team. He played well enough to earn the starting job, if not for Isaac and his, the veteran leadership that he brings. And so, but to your point, I do agree. Isaac is a huge loss as well. I think Spencer will come in and play well. I think he's had that good of a camp. I think he's ready to play left guard, but it does mess up some things as far as the big man package that we've had, but it shouldn't. We got 4 tight ends. Jonnu, get in there and block somebody. You know, we got Darnell Washington. We're already bigger than most teams without the big package. And so I want us to take advantage of that more. Run more inside zone plays, not so many toss plays. We are not built for speed. We're built for power, you know. We're built to power through the trenches. We're not built to do all these quick screens and outside passes. We were going against a young, fast defense, and we played right into their hands, I thought, with some of the passes and game plan that we did, and not attacking the softness of the middle of their defense. And so I hope we go back to that more often. But to your point, the big man package, we got to see what Calvin Anderson can do, what Andres Pete can do. He's a vet. So hopefully one of them can step in and be the extra tight end need be.
The Steelers were up 16-7. And by the time that the Packers had taken the lead, the Steelers had run the ball 3 times in the second half. I think you can make the argument that in each of the last 2 games, the running game, which was working for them, they probably got away from it too early.
They definitely did. They ran the ball in the third quarter with 16-7. We had 2 drives in the third quarter. We ran the ball once.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that at least 1 or 2 of those were called runs that Aaron had a side adjustment throw on that didn't work. But to your point, and one of the things that I can't stand is that when we have the lead that we have, when we're built the way that we're built, and Isaac was hurt at that point, so we did have to change some things. But we should have a very good, strong power running game installed in that week's game plan versus this team, and we didn't go to it all. For Jaylen Warren to only have one touch, one running touch in the third quarter, in the entire third quarter, and we had to lead the entire third quarter, that's a failure through coaching. That's a failure through game planning. We came out through three straight passes to start the third quarter, and that's not winning football with the team that we have.
No, definitely not. And that's two consecutive games where the Steelers have had a lead and blown it. Trey, it's always good catching up with you, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us. We'll continue to listen to the Snap Count show with you and Charlie Batch, and let's chat next week.
Appreciate it, my man.
Thanks a lot, Trey. Trey's the man. No problem. One of the best in the business. I urge you seriously to listen to the Snap Count show podcast. I learn something new every time I hear him out there and Charlie dissecting the Steelers. A lot less yelling than Debo. Debo took that one personally. I wish the guys on the current team would take it as seriously as Trey takes it, would take it as seriously as Debo takes it. I'm not going to pretend like they don't care. I think that's intellectually dishonest. But I want someone to throw a chair. I want someone to flip over a ping pong table. I want someone to peel the paint off the walls. The riot act. And I just don't know that they got that in that locker room. Trey joined us on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.